Hello, everybody. Joining us today, number 28, Willie Buchanan. And I was a teammate of Willie's for all but his first season in the league. And if there's one game that stands out, Willie, it is September 24th in San Diego. It is 102 degrees. And the whole place was melting, except Willie Buchanan. Tied an NFL record with 4 intercepts. It's still the record. Do you remember that game, and what's the backstory with it?
That was probably my best game in my NFL career. I hadn't been back to San Diego. I played at San Diego State. Hadn't been back to San Diego in 7 years, and I was playing my option out at the same time, so I kind of wanted San Diego to know that Willie Buchanan could still play football. So we got together and with our defense. We huddled together, and we said, we are going to have a great game. And actually, my friend Steve Luke decided that everybody was going to play for me because we were in San Diego. So we had a great time. Best game of my NFL career. Ended up being a sworn running one back for 77 yards. Matter of fact, I had Tommy Prothro fired, Don Coryell, my old coach, hired. So then I started kind of looking at, hey, I'm responsible for Don Coryell.
Heck of a coach, but you went on that season to lead the NFC in interceptions with 9. Okay, and all this is coming after you break a leg in 2 places in 73, I believe. You broke a leg again in 75. And I was wondering, you went on to a very decorated career. Did you ever feel like I was robbed somewhat health-wise? I mean, was there any of those thoughts? Why me? I mean, like, I'm doing all these things. What could I have done if I never broke my leg?
Well, that was true. You know, I lost a few tenths of a second. But I made it up for that in the knowledge of the game, and I decided to become a student of the game and learn more. So I studied just about every position on defense that there was, so I knew what everybody was doing. But yes, matter of fact, when I broke my leg my first year, they told me that I would never play football again, and I proved them wrong. So
how did you go about doing that? Like, this was a different era when it came to sports medicine and stuff. I can remember you and Dominic Gentile jogging along the sideline and things like that. And how did you have the mental wherewithal to do it not once but twice and still play at a very high level?
Well, I knew I was given an ability, you know, to do something, and I was blessed. So to be able to come back and tell myself and purpose in my heart that, you know, this is what I was born to do, to play football. So I was going to continue to do this. As long as I loved the game, I was going to continue to play.